Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to this test show. This is Sunday afternoon. I've been pretty consistent doing the Sunday shows, I must say. But this is a test show in preparation for next Sunday's awesome show. Finally, hooray, back to interactive shows, live broadcast, where listeners, the phone line open. You can also chat with us, myself, any guest co-hosts, any other listeners in the chat room also. And of course, let's start having much fun on Facebook and Instagram also in support of the show and all of our endeavors, you know, effectively networking and spreading the word. But if I haven't said it, let me say it. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, aka Be True, and it is a beautiful, sunny, rainy day in the beautiful state of Mississippi, in the capital of Jackson, Mississippi. Big shout-out to all the ones. Big shout-out to my brother-in-law, my mentor, Tommy, at Traders Village that opened. So you live in areas of Texas, in San Antonio, and Houston, and was definitely in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, Grand Prairie. Big shout-out to DJ, because I can't, when I do return and have fun at Traders Village, get back in school at Ogle School and finish my aesthetic studies, and most definitely visit when the shutdown is completely over with the church. We're trying to get back to the new normal here in the state of Mississippi. Churches and nursing homes and so on are still closed, probably like in most places. I don't think they would be in a rush of opening their homes, but the last time I talked to them, I think some people hope, but we definitely want to get a promise to get things in order for nursing homes and children's homes, for the homes community, and so on. I mentioned the homes community, and I shout out the homeless community here in Jackson and in Dallas and throughout the world and throughout the country. John Deuce, his pseudonym, those that know who he really is, he posted an article on his Facebook page where 100 homeless people had been tested for COVID-19. Not one came back positive. And, you know, last week I noticed a group of homeless people together, some that I know. They were social distancing, but I didn't say anything. I didn't. But when I do have extra gloves or a mask on me, I share, you know, especially with those that I see panhandling. Because all panhandlers aren't homeless. You guys know that, right? Because you know, I've seen stories of those that commit fraud. But those that are truly that need money to buy medicine or things that they maybe shouldn't be in, they definitely should be wearing masks and gloves and so on when they're out there doing that. I had no idea I was going to mention this in the show, but I'm doing this show. This is a test show. I hope some of you call in. This is the I resumed calling shows last week. Next week we will have a guest on that I have talked much about. He happens to be one of the moderators of the Jan Franco Project, the private Facebook group that I created back in 2017. You know, Lee Ages is one of the moderators that helped manage that group daily. And Sean is a very important asset. All the moderators and members are. But he is an author, an actor, a writer, obviously an author, and he's a publisher. So I have read two of his books. Matter of fact, I have my hand on two of his books. He have a new book also he would like to talk about on next Sunday. Also, he will take calls and questions regarding the topics that he. But I have talked about a couple of his books last summer because I read Unstanding and then Broken Path. By this time last year, like in June, when he released these two, Understanding the Men in Broken Path by Sean Alexander Hamilton and Feeding Financial Anger. Very good books. I honestly I read these books. One I read in one city. I could not put the book down. I was at my neighborhood park, and I read. And if I show you pictures of a book, I literally made notes. I highlighted and everything. And one I read, like, in the second one I read, like, almost in the entire city. So they're pretty awesome books. And they're the type of books that you reread again or you will refer back also. So, again, you know, understanding and mending broken paths are pretty much we deal with toxic relationships. And even sometimes realizing we might be the toxic element. And then the feeding financial anger is how we deal pretty much psychologically. Financial situations. If they're good, then you don't have to keep the financial situations in a good place. Or like most people, regardless of where you are socioeconomically, dealing with the roller coaster of our financial life. And in each book, there are pages that you can even note. And what was so interesting and what I like about it. But all of these books can be purchased at Amazon. So let's start a reading club. Let's start the reading club right now. So the Shakti Tim Report Reading Club. So for this week, let's read Sean Alexander Hamilton, Understanding and Mending Broken Paths, Defeating Financial Anger, and his third book is Dreams. I'm obsessed with dreams. It's from dreams sleeping, from the dreams living the dream, living an American dream, living the dream. So looking forward to talking with him. And the promo will be up real soon. I have been promoting on my Facebook page and on my stories, but it will be up on schedule. Tomorrow's on schedule, and I will have the rest of the week of next Sunday show on schedule within a couple hours of this broadcast ends. But again, thank you so much for your listenership and your love. It's May 21st, 2011. Again, so happy to be back into this interactive format. Later on was the top fan of the show. And so thank you, blogtalkradio.com, also being so supportive of the staff and also being so supportive of the international listeners. I'd like to tell you guys who the top five countries are, you know, that are in listenership of the Shark Entertainment Report. Well, I have been a new listener for the past few months. Another country has knocked Kenya off the top five. But thank you to everybody that ever tuned in. Smallest towns to the biggest cities. Number one, of course, is the USA, my native USA. Yay. Canada. Thank you, Canada. I mean, some of my most favorite people are Canadians, are living in Canada. I mean, my late mom even has been to Canada. I love to travel to Canada. So Canada, a big shout out to the President Joe and to the royal couple. They live in Canada and California now, right? And just Justin Bieber is a Canadian. One of my favorite people are Manuela Tessalini, you know, ex-wife and current wife of Eric Benet. This goes on to some of my favorite Canadians in Canada. And it just seems so beautiful. Love to visit. Canada's number two now. Canada, China, number three. UK. It used to always U.S. and UK. But now it's U.S., Canada, China, it's U.S., Canada, China, U.K., and Morocco. And for some reason, I'm so glad to have Morocco in top five. But I'm kind of surprised because I was in Cairo. and my mother-in-law and all my ex-in-laws are in Cairo. But, you know, I have a lot of, just throughout the years, here in Mississippi has a big Egyptian, African, and Indian, Asian, you know, population. Mississippi is not black and white. Mississippi is a melting pot. So many of my friends just throughout life have been throughout the world, throughout the country. Mississippi is a melting pot. And it was amazing industries, too. Some of you, we're not just known for agriculture in the state of Mississippi, but new technology. Mississippi has been in the forefront of pretty much since I've been alive. And when it comes to technology and all that, also, for those of you didn't know, it's like a best-kept secret. Not to mention the birthplace of many, many of your favorite celebrities. But, again, thank you, of course, Native USA, Canada, China, UK, and Morocco for being in the top five of the country with the top listenership, you know, that rise above everyone else. There have been Turkey, Caribbean Island. There have been others that have been in the top five also. Australia, the longest, for many, many years, had always been in the top five also. U.S., U.K., and Australia had been Turkey for the longest. And then there was Korea, many. But right now, you know, U.S., Canada, China, U.K., and Morocco, and a big shout-out. So America is reopening. Mississippi is reopening. The world seems to be reopening. Some places it's not time yet. Some say, hey, not so soon. Some say, hey, it's time. Before this broadcast, I was taking out Brazil. Shout out to my friend, social media friend in Brazil. Brazil is having like a parade, a reopen Brazil parade going on, and it's real. It's on point. They're like, open Brazil up right now because we are ready. The weather is pretty, and we know how to follow the guidelines. So, one thing with the city of Jackson, our mayor said that if we do not follow the guidelines, he will not think twice before shutting it down again. So it's very important to be respectful, mindful, and follow guidelines regarding continuing to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Very, very important that we continue being law-abiding wherever we are in this world, law-abiding citizens, and so we don't lose our privileges, and so we can slow the spread of this silent killer, coronavirus, which sneaks up on anybody of any age in all parts of this world. So we can have our freedoms. Let's continue doing our part of slowing. On the spread, clean, wearing our mask, wearing our gloves. I need to replenish mine, but really, let's continue. The call number, if you just want to call in and say, hey, hello, you definitely need to save it because you never know when you want to make a comment or call in, show is live. Is 646-787-1578. Thank you to those that have been sending me music. I've been getting music from around the world, from artists. We got out to Cashier. A lot of African artists reach out to me. So thank you for reaching out to me. Let me know about your life and the industries you work in. If it's music, One actor is coming on. African actor coming on the show. Real soon. So I'll let you guys know all about him, his life, his career. Matter of fact, I'll let you know when he'll get. But definitely thank you, those that have been in the music. Make sure it's in the right file also. WAB way. Be sure it's in those three files, because that's what's acceptable here at blockradio.com. And also, I do have a podcast on Spring. And I can upload and add your music to the playlist on my podcast, so Springer. I have not brought it back yet since like in the late fall, but I will be bringing it back for spring and summer real soon. And you can hear it also on Spotify also, and on my YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is youtube.com. Just like right here on blogtalkradio.com. Definitely working on updating and providing more improved content and everything. You know, because the goal is to pretty much my friends and I to produce web series and informative and entertaining vlogs and documentaries. You know, because there is a documentary that I am working on. Then also film festivals are working on in innovative ways presenting their festivals from. A shout out to Crossroads Film Festival, Michelle Baker Dawson, and the family, and all the staffers and board members and volunteers. Big shout out to them. Crossroads Film Festival didn't happen. Usually they do it on April. Last year I wasn't hands on, but I'm always supporting. I'm always spreading the word, and definitely a lot of film festival. Elaine Edgerton, a marvelous job with the film festival. And then the film festival is all around the world, working at innovative, new normal ways to present themselves and work the artists, filmmakers, and the producers, and the film buffs, movie buffs, so on. So it's been interesting. I posted I had posted information from Crossroads Film Festival a few weeks ago regarding how you guys can help with the screening process. I have reshared in my stories and on my page today also regarding screening some of the films that have been submitted. So you can be a part of the screening process of who gets in and who doesn't for the Crossroads Film Festival. And that's going to be in November 12th through the 14th. This fall. So pretty much email that was today. Working on an in-person and virtual film festival, virtual things and collaborating with other film festivals and panel presenting panel discussions on her page also. So I had just tuned in to Jesse Johnson. You all know Malcolm Johnson. I had campaigned for him when he was running for district supervisor. He works for Dave Archie, but he has his own show, Tell It Like It Is, WOAB here in Jackson, Mississippi. So he had one of our city council people on, Aaron Banks. And also he had a friend I grew up with, he and his sister, Marcus Wallace, is mayor of Edwards, on his show. And it was very interesting and informative. If you're not involved in your local government politics, because I am. I like to know what's going on. You guys, if you're on my page, you see news from everywhere, all over this America, not just the region, but friends and other parts of the world send me information. And I'm like, what is going on? You know, and the podcast is international also, so it's important to know what is going on. Sometimes I'm shocked to know what is really going on in some places, because there's a member of the James Franco Project group, and I invited her to be a moderator, like Sean is a moderator. And she was like, Bethany, there's a civil war going on in my country. Duh, I had no idea. Really? I mean, we don't know what's going on. Where I live in the city, this is beautiful. You know, crazy crime is everywhere. But for a beautiful Mississippi city, a capital city, I guess it's the growing pains, but oh my God, the crime is crazy. Even during quarantine, the crime has been crazy. No joke. But it's a beautiful place, and you should definitely stay on your list of places to visit and places to see. Really. And a lot of people relocate here. Open businesses, transfer, get jobs here. No joke. But email me at Cushot Inc. It's like a lag show, a lag broadcast, comfortable Sunday, you know. I call it Sensational Sunday. So this is a sensational Sunday. Email me at Cushot, KUTRE SHOKENT _Beth@yahoo.com. So there are no calls right now. So I'm going to check and see what's going on in other parts. So if you call, hold. And so if you call, I will be back to take your call. Oh, a big shout out to my love, Terry. Thank you all. Terry and I thank you all for your prayers. You know, we've been longtime friends, like 6-7 years. You know, a little year ago, he proposed without a ring. And he proposed to me remotely. You guys know that. And we've been through thick and thin, and we're still going thick and thin. And those of you that are, you know, say you got to give your all. You know, we're giving our all. I would like to say and like to think we're both giving our all. And those of you that know me, you know me. I'm Leo. He's an Aries. Those of you that are into, I know. God is first center in our lives, but I know some people still think about signs. I'm Aries. I'm Leo. He's an Aries. My son is an Aries. My brother-in-law, Tommy, that shouted out at Traders Village. He's a Aries. One of my nephew. He's Terry, and my nephew, my brother's son, has a birthday. James Frank is an Aries, and just amazes the group. You know, just with his personality alone. You know, like wow. But Aries understand Aries. You know, I believe Melanie Lynn Anderson of Oxford Film Festival is Aries, if I'm not mistaken. But Karen, I thank you all for your loving and supporting your prayers. When our relative DM me, well, when's the date? You know, hey, when's the date? I asked Karen, he was like, I don't know yet. You know, I always thought Mother's birthday would be a nice date, or my birthday. you know, because my birthday is when we really realized we liked each other many, many years ago. Yeah, so, but until a year ago is when he opened up to me. And I open. I'm kind of old fashioned too, you know. So I can't wait. No, we're back to format where we can talk about relationships. Belinda of Free Romance can return now and talk about intimacy and her Free Romance sexy products for women and for couples, and all that, and take your questions. So looking forward to get back, because throughout the years I pretty much had been single. And practice abstinence throughout the years, you gotta know. So now he's looking forward to even being on the show. So thank y'all for your prayers. I wasn't gonna say much, but last week I was like, thank you all for the prayers and the support. And I told him I'd mention it. He's probably not to be out of and he and his family in County. We're long together, social distancing and all that. But back to the show. if you want to call in, 646-987-1778. Email me at Cushot, KUTRE SHOKENT _Yahoo.com. Oh, land on ABC. I was so happy to see the farewell NBA game of Kobe Bryant. I had no idea it was coming. I only caught off guard. I know, you know, they've been playing. Like, there's a game on now. A Golden State game. I know they had been, like, replaying old games, but when I looked up and saw the farewell game, of Kobe Bryant. Oh, it was just so amazing. And I just had happy feelings because, you know, I'm one of those people that was just dumbfounded, just shocked, like so many of you, when to get the news losing Kobe and daughter Gigi and so many of their friends and cohorts. My goodness. But I was just checking to see if anybody was calling in, because I know something about me. When I leave the studio where the calls are, I'll come in. So we're reopening the economy. So this is what I'm looking at. Right now, they're talking about movie theaters in Italy to reopen as part of the calculated risk. They're talking about reopening Singapore's economy. Trump criticizes Dr. Fauci a few days ago about being cautious of reopening the economy. Movie theaters in Italy to reopen as part of a calculated risk to kickstart. So that is good news. There's a new movie theater open here outside of Fort Mall in Richmond. So I'm wondering when will it open. But movie theaters in Italy are set to open the doors again on June the 15th as part of a calculated risk to restore the country's economy. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte announced on Saturday evening facing a calculated risk in the knowledge that the contagion curve may rise again. Conte said in a televised address, "We have to accept, otherwise we wouldn't be able to start up again." The move comes with the introduction on Saturday of a timetable for various businesses to reopen with social distancing measures in place. So, UK cinemas to remain closed to at least July 4th. Government says starting Monday, shops, restaurants, and worship will be allowed to reopen with social distancing measures in force, include greater distance between restaurant tables and face masks required for entry. Next week, gyms and swimming pools will be reopened, and on June the 3rd, Italy will reopen its borders and allow travelers from other European countries to enter without requiring a 2-week quarantine. Like the U.S., movie theaters are among the last businesses to be allowed to resume operation under this rollout plan, and theaters are expected to implement social distancing protocols such as greater. That's my thing, trying to get accustomed and get used to that. So, now in relation to U.S. movie theaters, this is more in-depth. The story. See what Don Lemon and other reporters talk about. They said they can have copy ready by time to read the copy. The story has changed, and it's the same with us podcasters. We can have stories prepared for you in last minute. Oh my God, here's more. So this story right here is regarding, if I'm not mistaken, movie theaters here in America. People wearing face masks, watch a film on May the 11th. Oh, that's in Prague. This is throughout the world, talking about movie theaters. In Prague. We've been unable to go to movies for weeks due to the novel coronavirus COVID-19 epidemic. But could that be changing soon? Movie theaters have a long road to reopening, and although some theaters are soon legally able to open, it's still going to be a few months before you'll be able to sit down at the multiplex again. Although a handful of states, including Georgia and Texas, have already begun to give theaters and similar businesses the go-ahead to reopen as stay-at-home orders expire. Theater owners aren't necessarily on board. In a statement shared by the Hollywood Reporter, the National Association of Theater Owners said in April that they won't be reopened the moment they're allowed to. While some states and localities are beginning to authorize the opening of movie theaters under certain conditions, the movie theater industry is also a national one. NATO said, until the majority of markets in the U.S. are open, and major markets in particular, new wide release movies are unlikely to be available. The state continued, as a result, some theaters in some areas that authorized to may be able to economically to reopen with repertory products. However, many theaters would not be able to feasibly open. As one can expect, the nail salon, okay, there's another article that I can read about the nail salon, so that's my concern. I'm ready to get my nails done, and I believe my nail salon that I go to will probably be open on tomorrow. I think. I need to find out. The issues around movie theaters are reopening are complicated and involve factors far beyond just government permission. Movie theaters rely on a model of high-capacity screens and concession sales. They're not likely to be economically viable during a time when social distancing could reduce capacities to 25% or 30%. Between outright restrictions and people just being more cautious, it could be a while before it's financially reasonable and somewhat safe for theaters to risk reopening. The other problem is there simply aren't many releases to reopen with. While there are still a few films scheduled for release during the summer, almost the entire summer 2020 movie season has been decimated, with movies shuffled around up to a year into the future, plus even more rural and spread out regions are able to simply reopen. Movies are likely to open without the assurance of ticket sales from the biggest metro areas, which will certainly be last to reopen. So, the movies are still scheduled to come out during the summer 2020. For the most part, the summer 2020 movie season has been a casualty of the COVID-19 pandemic. Are there any movies still coming out this summer? Right now, there are still a handful of movies that have release dates scheduled for the typical summer months. Some movies only can come out in summer because some movies. The earliest of those dates is until mid. Movies that were scheduled for the summer have either been moved to later in the year are in many cases abandoned hope for a 2020 release and rescheduled for 2021. You know, because they're summer movies, so if they felt they could not be released this summer, hoping they could be released next summer. Most summer movie seasons will likely be wiped out by the pandemic, and its aftermath. Fall and winter releases are still up in the air. Movie studios obviously are probably hoping for return of change. At the time of writing, approximately a dozen movies are still planning to open in the summer of 2020. The current release dates don't start back up again until mid-June, and there are only one or two movies currently scheduled to open on each Friday, as opposed to the usual schedule that sees several movies competing each weekend. Subject change, here's the current list of movies. Are you listening? Here's the current list of movies that would attempt to keep summer 2020 release date. Kajillionaire, June 19th. King of Staten Island, June 19th. The Forever Purge, July 10th. Tenet, July 17th. Mulan, July 24th. Come Play, July 24th. The SpongeBob Movie, Sponge on the Run, July 31st. The Empty Man, August the 7th. Wonder Woman, 1984, August the 14th. That's near my birthday. My birthday is August 11th. still intense-based music, August the 21st, and The Hitman's Wife, Bodyguard, August the 28th. Sounds interesting. Again, movies that still have their release dates for this summer are The Billionaire, June the 19th, Kiss Staten Island, June the 19th, The Forever Purge, July 10th, Tenet, July 17th, Mulan, July 24th, Come Play, July 24th, The SpongeBob Movie, Sponge on the Run, July 31st, The Empty Man, August 7th, Wonder Woman, 1984, August the 14th, Bill and Ted, Face the Music, August the 21st, The Hitman's Wife, Bodyguard, August the 28th. So those are movies that are keeping their dates for summer releases. So, we have a new movie theater opening up at North Park Mall. A big shout out to North Park Center in Dallas, but North Park Mall here in Ridgeland, Mississippi. B&B movie theaters. I need to find out what their plans are, what's going on, what's happening. those are the movies that are keeping their dates for summer releases. Let's see. I'm looking up some updated info regarding coronavirus. I'm reminding you all about your masks and gloves and the importance of sanitizer and all of that stuff. I'm looking on the website to see what's going on the CDC coronavirus website. Right now, the last update is on May the 17th, which is today. Total cases, 1,467,065. New cases, 31,967. Total deaths, 88,709. New deaths, 1,394. 29 states report more than 10,000 cases of COVID-19. And there's a map. There's a map, and the map shows COVID-19 cases and deaths reported by the United States, the District of Columbia, and other U.S. affiliated jurisdictions. I'm in a state that appears to be, I don't know, it's between 5,000 to 10,000 or a little over 10,000 to 20,000. But before I came on the air too, I had seen right before gyms are to open, like tomorrow in Dallas Fort Worth area, there's been a few deaths in Tarrant County and Sloan, and they're just concerned about some cases and a few deaths, you know, because one death is more than enough. But they're preparing to open. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at the website because they immediately update. They provide the updated info like immediately. So let's see. Social impact of coronavirus. Let's see. So did the screen disappear right when CDC? Let's see. My apologies. And thank you, Amazon, for this amazing tablet. Amazon, our tablet that I have. It's really Amazon. What you need to know, coronavirus disease 2019. What you need to know, anyone can have mild to severe symptoms. Older adults and people who have severe underlying medical conditions, like heart or lung disease or diabetes, seem to be at higher risk for developing more serious complications from COVID-19 illness. Watch for symptoms. People with COVID-19 have had a wide range of symptoms reported, ranging from mild symptoms to severe illnesses. Symptoms may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus. People with these symptoms may have COVID-19, cough, shortness of breath, or difficult breathing, fever, chills, loss of pain, new loss of taste and smell. I sure will think something's wrong if I can taste or smell. This list is not all possible symptoms. Other less common symptoms have been reported, including gastrointestinal symptoms like nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. And when to seek emergency medical attention, look for emergency warning signs for COVID-19. If someone is showing any of these signs, seek emergency medical care immediately. Trouble breathing, persistent pain, pressure in the chest, confusion, inability to wake or stay awake. Let's pay attention to that. Bluish lip or face. This list is not all possible symptoms, but please tell your medical provider for any other symptoms that are severe or concerning to you. Call 911 or call ahead to your local emergency facility. Notify the provider that you're seeking care for someone who has or may have COVID-19. And then there's a self-checker on the cdc.gov/coronavirus/2019-ncov/symptoms. And it reads, the purpose of the coronavirus checker is to help you make decisions about seeking appropriate medical care. The system is designed to attend to the diagnosis or treatment of disease or other conditions, including COVID-19. The system is included only people who are currently located in the United States. Excuse me. The project was made possible through a partnership with the CDC Foundation and is enabled by Microsoft's Azure platform. CDC's collaboration with a new federal organization does not imply an endorsement of any particular service, project, or enterprise. So I'm on it, and I'm talking to one named Clara, a robot. You know what they call it? A boat. I'm here to guide you through the coronavirus symptom check. This is life-threatening. America, please call 911. The system does not reflect the judgment of healthcare professionals or the performance of any clinical assessment. To provide information on the right level of care, we are going to ask you a series of questions. During that assessment, you can refresh the page if you need to start again. Okay, so I'm not going to go along with the process yet because I'm in the middle of hosting a podcast. But that's pretty much what you would see if you go to the website and, like myself right now, you decide you would like to do a self-check. So that's good, isn't it? That's amazing on the website. So there's information for travelers on the website. There's information for everybody. Travel to the United States, travel health notices, travel recommendations for country, returning from international travel, cruise ship travel. I don't know if this is a real story or fake news, but I've seen where one of the cruise lines have booked cruises for August and the bookings are like bookings galore. I don't know if that was a real story or fake story. I got to check it out. And you guys, that's a cruise I've won, and then I missed out on it because either my bestie Daryl was going to go with me, and then my late mom, she thought she might be able to go. And then my love Terry said he would go. But then the trip, because I missed out on it, I'm able to do a replacement. And they told me. And then a couple years have gone by where I could still do the replacements. But then this happened. I'm like, will I ever go on my cruise? But I've seen a fake story. I don't know if it's real or fake. But bookings are out the door. But I'm going to find out. So probably so. And there are some cruise ships that are still like out. There's some people strange because I know there's a guy from the state of Mississippi. He's an entertainer. I think his parents just met with him in like Georgia like last weekend. They just released some of the workers on that cruise line information regarding any type of form. Any information you need. Here's one for pets and other animals. You know, I'm a pet lover. Many of you are. Pets and other animals, only a few pets have tested positive for the virus that causes COVID-19. Currently, the risk of pet spreading. See, okay, the key point. I expanded the article, so excuse me. If you have pets, key points. CDC is where a small number of pets worldwide, including cats and dogs, reported to be infected with virus causing COVID-19. Mostly after close contact with people with COVID-19. See? So I'm doing my best to stay healthy. I do not want to get it. I do not want my BJ to get it, any of our other pets that we have. Based on the limited information available today, the risk of animals spreading COVID-19 to people is considered to be low. It appears the virus that causes COVID-19 spread from people to animals in some situations. You know, we had a situation about a month ago at one of the zoos where a zookeeper had COVID-19 and tigers and lions caught it, but thank God they were able to medicate them and they got better. Treat pets as you would other human family members. Do not let pets interact with people and animals outside the household. If a person inside the household becomes sick, isolate that person from everyone else, including this is a rapidly evolving situation. Information will be updated as it becomes available. For more information on COVID and animals, see COVID-19 and animals. COVID-19 animals frequently asked questions. Coronavirus are a large family of viruses. Some coronaviruses cause cold-like illnesses in people, while others cause illness in certain types of animals, such as cattle, camels, and bats. Some coronaviruses, such as canine and feline coronaviruses, infect only animals and do not infect humans. Risk of people spreading the virus that causes COVID-19 to pets. Learn about the virus that causes COVID-19, but it appears that it can spread from people to animals in some situations. CDC is aware of a small number of pets, including dogs and cats, to be infected with the causes of COVID-19, mostly after close contact with people with COVID-19. Only a few of the pets reported to be positive showed signs of illnesses. What to do if you own pets? And then they have a picture of a short-haired Jack Russell. Oh, you all, BJ is a long-haired Jack Russell. Then they have a picture of an owner walking her short-haired Jack Russell. And so her short hair, Jack Russell, look a lot like my baby, my fur baby. Until we learn more about how, so that BJ need to get him, BJ need him a girlfriend, a fur wife. And so that puppy got a job, BJ need to get him a job. until we learn more about how this virus affects animals, treat pets as you would other human family members to protect them from a possible infection. Do not let pets interact with people or other animals outside the household. Keep cats indoors when possible to prevent them from interacting with animals or people. We have a couple cats, but they're pretty much only with us. Walk dogs on a leash, maintain at least 6 feet, 2 meters from other people and animals. Avoid dog parks or public places where a large number of people and dogs gather. There's a small number of animals around the world reported to be infected with the virus that causes COVID-19. Most of the heavy contact with professional COVID-19, talk to your veterinarian. If your pets get sick, if you have concerns about your pet's health, KP to get his updates. So I'm looking forward to getting his updates and all of that good stuff and learning more. And my big shout out to my doc also, my CP, Dr. Kimberly McQueen. He's very well versed, and I share some of his videos, you guys, from his Queen Healthcare website and also from his special appearances on our local affiliate channel 12, CBS. Protect pets if you are sick. If you're sick with COVID-19 and suspected confirmed by a test, you should restrict contact with your pets and other animals. Just like with people. We know more about this virus. People sick with COVID-19 should avoid contact pets and other animals. And I'm repeating this because this is how the articles are written. And it is good. We have to hear this stuff and get it embedded in our brains, right? It's impossible to have another member of your household care for your pets when you are sick. Or contact with your pet, including petting, snuggling, being kissed, or licking, sharing food, or bedding. My pup, my baby, my fur baby, he loves to just woo. If you must care for your pet or be around animals while you're sick, wear a cough covering and wash your hands before and after you interact with them. If you're sick with COVID-19 and your pet becomes sick, do not take your pet to the veterinary clinic yourself. Call your veterinarian and let them know you've been sick with COVID-19. That's good to know, right? Some veterinarians may offer telemedicine consultations or other plans for seeing sick pets. Your veterinarian can evaluate your pet and determine the next steps for your pet's treatment and care. Excuse me. Stay healthy around the animals. In the United States, there is no evidence that animals are playing a significant role in the spread of COVID-19. There's some limited information available to the day. The risk of animals spreading COVID-19 to people is considered to be low. However, because all animals can carry germs that can get people sick, it's always a good idea to practice healthy habits around pets and other animals. Wash your hands when handling animals, their food, waste, or supplies. Practice good pet hygiene. Clean up after pets properly. Talk to your veterinarian if you have questions about your pet's health. Be aware that children 5 years of age and younger, people weak in immune systems, and people 65 years of age and older are more likely to get sick from germs some animals can carry. So again, visit CDC, COVID-19 Animals, Healthy Pets, Healthy People website. Okay. Then there are recommendations, there are guidance recommendations. Interim guidance public health professionals managing people with COVID-19 in home care and isolation who have pets or other animals. Interim recommendations for intake of companion animals from households where humans with COVID-19 are present. Then there's interim infection prevention and control guidance for veterinary clinics. And then there's an evaluation for SARS-CoV-2 testing in animals. And then they have information regarding COVID-19 in animals, information on bringing animals to the United States, World Organization for Animal Health, USDA Coronavirus Disease 2019, FDA Coronavirus Disease 2019, USA Statement on the Confirmation of COVID-19 Infection in a Tiger in New York. Remember, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. When it comes to testing, two kinds of tests are available for COVID-19. Tests for the current infection. Two tests are available for COVID-19, viral tests and antibody tests. A viral test tells you if you have a current infection. A viral test. An antibody test, which that's obviously on the news, right? An antibody test tells you if you've had a previous infection. So there are viral tests and then there's antibody tests. An antibody test may not be able to show you if you have a current infection, because it can take 1 to 3 weeks after infection to make antibodies. We do not know yet if having antibodies to the virus can protect someone from getting infected with the virus again, or how long that protection might last. Who should be tested? To learn if you have a current infection, viral tests are used. But not everyone needs to test. Most people will have mild illness and can recover at home without medical care and may not need to be tested. CDC has guidance for who should be tested, but decisions about testing are made state and local. Health departments or health care providers. If you have symptoms of COVID-19 and want to get tested, call your health care provider first. If you can also visit your state or local health department's website to look for the latest local information on testing. Although supplies of testing are increasing, it may still be difficult to find a place to get tested. If you test positive for COVID-19 by a viral test, know what protective steps to take if you are sick or caring for someone. If you test negative for COVID-19 by a viral test, you probably were not infected at the time your sample was collected. However, that does not mean you will not get sick. The test result only means that you did not have COVID-19 at the time of the testing. If you test positive or negative for COVID-19, no matter what type of test, you still should take preventive measures to protect yourself and others. And then there's information for healthcare professionals, information on evaluating and testing, recommendations for reporting, testing, specimen collecting. Then for public health professionals, on antibiotic surveillance, there's objectives and types of surveys. Then for laboratorians, for information or CDC viral antibodies and the C information or CDC lab. Like we've been doing since this pandemic began, let's talk about protecting ourselves. And this is straight from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website. Protect yourself. Coronavirus disease 2019. Older adults and people with severe underlying medical conditions like heart or lung disease or diabetes seem to be at high risk of developing serious complications from COVID-19 illness. More information on are you at high risk of serious illness highlighted within that article, so you can click on the link when you're on the website. No high spreads. There's currently no vaccine to prevent coronavirus disease, COVID-19, which Terry and I were like, okay, if it's safe, we're ready for it. You know, no joke. And nothing funny about that, but no joke, we're ready for it. The best way to prevent illnesses, I know I see a lot of people on websites, maybe my sister, like, she's not going to be guinea pig and all that stuff, but if there's a safe vaccine, sign me up. A virus is thought to spread mainly from person to person between people who are in close contact with one another within about 6 feet. The respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs sneezes can land in the mouths and noses of people who are nearby or possibly be inhaled into the lungs. Some recent studies have suggested that COVID-19 may be spread by people who are not showing symptoms. Everyone, no one is excluded. Wash your hands often. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after you've been in a public place or after when your nose coughing and sneezing. If soap and water are not readily available, use a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Cover all surfaces of your hands and rub them together until they feel dry. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Even inside your home, it's possible to maintain 6 feet between a person who is sick and other household members. Put distance between yourself and other people outside of your home. Remember that some people with symptoms may be able to spread the virus. Exactly. Stay at least 6 feet, about two arms length from other people. I saw an article yesterday where people, a restaurant asked the customers to wear those pool noodles on their head, keep their distance. No joke, it was a picture of people sitting at tables with the pool noodles on their head. No joke. Dude, I reshared it with social media friends of mine, like most of you, all of you, I'm sure you sent. Do not gather in groups. Right now, they're saying no groups larger than 20. In some cases, they say they're saying 10, but some places they have upped it to like 20. Stay out of crowded places and avoid mass gatherings. Keep distance from others is especially important for people who are at a higher risk of getting very sick. Cover your mouth and nose with cloth face. Spread COVID-19 to others if you do not feel sick. Everyone should wear a cloth face cover when they have to go out in public. For example, to the grocery store to pick up necessities. Cloth face covering should not be based on young children of age 2. I have seen babies wearing face covering. I wonder that was necessary, but you know, better than sorry. Anyone who has trouble breathing or is unconscious and incapacitated, excuse me, I had time, I can't say the word, or otherwise able to remove the mask without assistance. The cloth face cover is meant to protect other people in case you are affected. Do not use a face mask meant for a healthcare worker. That's my thing. Yeah, I don't want to wear a mask intended for a healthcare worker. Continue to keep about 6 feet between yourself and others. The cloth face is not a substitute for social distancing. Cover coughs and sneezes. If you are in a private setting, do not have on your cloth face covering. Remember to always cover your mouth and nose, the tissue. When you cough or sneeze, or use the inside of your elbow. Throw used tissues in the trash. Immediately wash your hands with soap and water. For at least if soap and water is not readily available, clean your hands with a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces daily. This includes tables, doorknobs, light switches, countertops, handles, desks, phones, keyboards, toilets, faucets, and sinks. If surfaces are dirty, clean them. Use detergent or soap and water prior to disinfection. Things the household disinfected. Most common EPA registered household disinfectants. And see, you have to go out of your way to get anything industrial. You know what I'm saying? So, they even have steps for cleaning your home, everyday steps and extra steps when someone is sick. And these are steps that we talk about anyway. It's spring, especially here on the Shock and Air Report, when we talk about spring, in-depth spring cleaning. How to clean and disinfect. Clean, wear reusable disposable gloves for routine cleaning and disinfection. Clean surfaces using soap and water, then use disinfected. Cleaning with soap and water reduces number of germs, dirt, and impurities on the surface. Disinfecting kills germs on surfaces. Practice routine cleaning of frequently touched surfaces, high-tech surfaces, including tables or knobs, light switches, countertops, handles, desks, phones, keyboards, toilets, faucets, sinks. Disinfect. Recommend use EPA-rated household disinfectant. Follow the instructions on the label to ensure safe and effective use of the product. Yeah, because I know Good Morning America, they share some advice on how certain cleaning products we should not mix up. You know, when we can make our own products, be sure to Google and get your information of what you can mix together and what you can't. But some things are very hazardous to our health when it comes to breathing or coming flammable. We just don't know what we're creating. We can create like the next big thing in cleaning, or we create something that's not really safe. So, safe effectively, there are many products recommended. Keeping surface wet for a period of time. Precautions is wearing gloves and making sure you have good ventilation during the use of the product. Daily household bleach solutions may also be used if appropriate for surface. Check the label, see if your bleach is intended for disinfection, and ensure that the product is not past its expiration date. Some bleaches, such as those designed for safe use on color, clothing, or for lighting, not be suitable for disinfection. Unexpired household bleach will be effective against coronavirus when properly diluted. Follow manufacturer's instructions for application and proper ventilation. Cold bleach with ammonia or any other cleanser. Leave solution on the surface for at least 1 minute. To make a bleach solution, mix 5 tablespoons, 1/3 cup of bleach per gallon of water, or 4 teaspoons bleach per quart of water. Bleach solutions will be effective for disinfection up to 24 hours. Alcohol solutions with at least 70% alcohol will also be used. Soft surfaces such as carpeted floor, rugs, and drapes, clean surface using soap and water or with cleaners appropriate for use on these surfaces. Longer items if possible according to the manufacturer's instructions. Use the once appropriate water setting and dry items completely, or disinfect with EPA registered household disinfectant. These disinfectants meet EPA criteria for use against COVID-19. And vacuum as usual. When it comes to electronics, for electronics such as tablets, touchscreens, keyboards, and remote controls, consider putting a wipeable cover on your electronics. Following manufacturer instructions for cleaning and disinfecting. If no guidance, use alcohol wipes or sprays. Contain at least 70% alcohol and dry surface thoroughly. Laundry, for clothing, towels, and linens, and other items, load items according to the manufacturer's instructions. Use the warmest appropriate water setting and dry items completely. Wear disposable gloves when dirty laundry from a person who is sick. Dirty laundry from a person who is sick can be washed with other people's items. Do not shake dirty laundry. Clean and disinfect clothes, hands according to guidance above surfaces. Remove gloves and wash hands right away. Clean your hands often. Wash your hands often with soap and water for 20 seconds. Always wash immediately after removing gloves and after contact with a person who's sick. Hand sanitizer. Soap and water are not readily available and hands are not visibly dirty. Use a hand sanitizer that contains at least 50% alcohol. However, if hands are visibly dirty, always wash hands with soap and water. Additional key times to clean hands include after blowing one's nose, coughing or sneezing, after using the restroom before or eating or preparing food, to contact animals or pets before and after providing routine for another person who needs assistance, like a kid like a child. Word touching eyes, nose, mouth, one touch hands. When someone is sick, bedroom and bathroom, keep separate bedroom and bathroom for a person who's sick if possible. The person who's sick should stay separated from other people home as much as possible. If you have separate bedroom and bathroom, wear disposable gloves and only clean the area around the person who is sick when needed, such as when the area is sore. This should limit contact with person who is sick. Caregivers can provide personal cleaning supplies for person who is sick. Supplies include tissues, paper, towels, cleaners, e-readers to disinfectants. If feel up to it, the person who is sick can clean their own face. If you share bedroom, bathroom, the person who is sick. So, two thumbs up for anybody that wants to call. And if share bathroom, the person who is sick should clean and disinfect after each use. If this is not possible, the caregiver should wait as long as possible, cleaning and disinfecting. See precautions for household members and caregivers for information. So you click on that. When it comes to food, stay separated. Persons should eat or be fed in their room if possible. Wash dishes and utensils using disposable gloves and hot water. Handle any used dishes, cups, glasses, or silverware with gloves. Wash them with soap and hot water in a dishwasher. Clean hands after taking off gloves or handling used items. And trash. Dedicated line trash can. If possible, dedicated line trash can for the person who's sick. Use disposable gloves when removing the garbage bags and handling and disposing of trash. Wash it afterwards. So this is all really good information. So I'm sharing that information on Terry and our Facebook page, and then I put it on my Facebook, on Bethany Williams and Culture Shock Entertainment Report page and other places that's just possible, but right now it's on Terry and I page, Beth Terry. But you all for liking and following being Beth and Terry Life page also, and also on Instagram, Beth Entrepreneur and Jeff Franco Budget Group. So remember, on this Sunday, we will have a guest, Sean Alexander Hamilton, discussing defeating financial anger, understanding mending broken paths, and his new book, Dreams, on next Sunday on May 24th, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock my friends on Pacific Standard Time, because he's in California, he's in Los Angeles. So, and those of you that are around the world, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, so it'll be midnight. My friends in the UK, it'll be after midnight, or right before midnight, it'll be right at midnight. So definitely tune in, and definitely appreciating your long-time listenership and love, and to the new listeners, thank you. Check out the archive shows, every show that's ever been broadcast, even shows that Mom share some awesome Southern cuisine recipes are posted. You can hear every show, every broadcast from the very first show from March the 21st to present time. Yay, back to interactive shows where you can call in. The toll-free number is 646-787-578. Thank you to those that have been sending me songs. I'm going to get the songs and everything in order and upload them to the playlist. Thank you for giving me the okay. Also, email us again. It's KulturesShockInc, KulturesShockInc @yahoo.com. And while I'm talking about reopenings and openings, casinos in the state of Mississippi will be partially open on Thursday, the 21st, just on that Memorial Day weekend, and like a week later. So casinos will be open. Yeah, not in full form just yet, but they will be open and play slot machines and then play table games. Yes, in the state of Mississippi, the casinos are open up. Choctaw casinos, where I lived in Durant with the Choctaw Indians of Oklahoma Foundation, their projected date is June the 1st. Now, I haven't heard anything about Vegas casinos and other casinos like New Jersey Strip and casinos in Florida and I don't know about New Orleans, and the ports of Louisiana, because there are casinos in Shreveport also, but you know, there's casinos up and down in Mississippi, on and off the river. Reservation. Tunica, Vicksburg, Biloxi, town near Hattiesburg, Pearl Resort, the Choctaw Indians of Mississippi. So casinos are opening back on this week, on Thursday, no joke. Not in full form, but they're practicing social distancing, keeping everything disinfected and clean. You know, my thing is casinos and fish shops and barbershops and gyms, they're the cleanest anyway. I mean, my year working at the casino, I love going to the casinos in Pittsburgh anyway. And then earlier this year, one of you offered me a couple jobs. And so I can't wait because they told me to return and I hadn't been back yet. So I need to check on the follow up on those job offers. But I mean, I had an amazing, and they seen my game ID card from when I worked with the Choctaw Indian in Oklahoma. But casinos are like the cleanest. I'm shocked and keep like hotel areas open to the casinos for people for self isolation and all that because of cleanliness and so on. But yeah, casinos are coming, opening back up. So entertainment part, not yet. But I mean, I go to my like performances and concerts because casinos are for entertainment purposes anyway, right? But casino business in the state of Mississippi, I think I heard announced the other day, it was not 5.4 mil a week. Yeah, to the Mississippi economy. Quite early in the Kirk Ford administration, who's the native of Pittsburgh. I mean, he was like, okay, he approved, you know, getting those casinos and the legislature that was in during that time. Lawmakers and all, like yeah, and yeah. So we just got the lottery just came. My friends in Texas, the lottery just began not long ago, and so casinos will be. So if you like to gamble, if you didn't know, casinos like the slot machines, like the tables, they will be open. The casinos throughout the Mississippi, you know. So stay tuned. But thank you all so much. Of the love and your support. I'm checking my emails and my DMs and my messengers and all that. Thank you for the amazing stories that you send me and music and fun that you send. Also, Aaron, I've been genuinely interested in effectively networking. I said I was changing the way I effectively network in person and throughout social media. Because like many of you know I've always loved being a little girl. Business has always been so important to me. When I signed up Free Enterprise Cement when I was in the third grade, I mean, that just excited me, and it still excites me to this day. The free enterprise system, economy, history, you know, money makes the world around. So, you know, networking and sharing personal life, but then also residual income and making money and just doing it effectively small and effectively big, doing it, you know, doing things right. So sometimes we learn things through trial and error, but I'm doing my best to effectively find my to stay in my lane and effectively expand and do my thing. Because we're a team, for us to do a me thing, but at the same time do our we thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to sound crazy, but but I mean most of us are crazy in a good way, some kind of way. But you know, do us, but at the same time do the us as a collectively. You know, so to be effective, being me, the true me, being myself. The professional me, the personal me, the whatever me, but to be me. And other times we're being us, but at the same time we're learning us too, right? So there's something we can say, well, I'm being me. But something I learned from my mom, as she passed away at age 86. One thing that always interests mom is she never stopped learning. She was always growing. So to me, we're always learning. We're always growing. We're always learning more about me too, about ourselves, right? So I'm looking at it now and talking to you. So something to think about, right? Well, I'm sending much love, out positive vibes. Congratulations, class of 2020. Congratulations. Sending much love out to our world leaders, our president, all the lawmakers on all levels, local, city, federal, state. Sending love out to just those that exude love. Say, I feel your love. Thank you, and I'm sorry, I feel my love. Sending love and hearts and likes out to my Terry. Thank you for being supportive and praying, and I'm praying for you also. And we had each other in a couple of weeks too. Alone together, but we're becoming stronger individuals and stronger as a couple, hubby, wifey. But I'm going to be putting together the shows when this show ends. You will see shows up on schedule. Tomorrow's show is up on schedule. I'm going to talk with Wanda Macy, see when she can come on the show so she can talk about to Misty and her products from Pure Romance. The other one of her friends, Sandra Gillard. Big shout out to her. She invited me to her page. She's making homemade beautiful items, candles and like prayer items. And so I want to get more entrepreneurs on the show to talk about their businesses and market their business. And I've pretty much known her since third grade. But you, I mean, you're a new friend or a friend I've known since I was born. If you want to talk about your business or very important calls, do not hesitate to contact me and let me want to be a co-host. It'd be a topic and you want to talk on us a topic. There's a topic that we should talk about. It's an entertainment lifestyle show, meaning that the topics are very broad. I did create another show with more in-depth and research depth just to talk about that we'll be back. So we'll be back. So happy to have Culture Shock Entertainment reports back. And looking forward to those calls coming in. So save the toll-free number if it's not in your phone. And I love you. God is love, and love is God. So let's spread love. And unbelievable, it's almost June. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Big shout out to Julian's Pony, also Julian's Ride. He's working on a project, a song, We Are One. So, can't wait to see the finished product of the video for that song. So, big shout out to him, Miss Purple Rain self, and also everyone at Aisley Parker in Jackson, Mississippi, in the state of Mississippi, in the deep south, throughout the country. New York, Midwest, Dallas, Texoma, California, wherever you are. Thank you again, Hawaii. Thank you for your love and support. Really, really, really. So I guess it's time to conclude the show. I will return tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Culture Shock Entertainment Report, and the schedule will be up for this week and next Sunday. Remember, members of the James Franco Project Group, definitely want to hear your calls. Students of Sean Alexander Hamilton, definitely want to hear from you, his peers and cohorts, and those of you that want to talk to him. These are really good books. And also to be a self-publisher, he has really amazing advice. Check his Facebook page. He Facebook Live a lot. And Instagram. And he provides very valuable information on his live. So, Terry and I are looking forward to posting more vids and pics and stuff too, also in the near future. Creating a fun little web series of Facebook, something, Facebook, something. So, thank you, Facebook, for your love and support of the groups and the pages also that I have, and those that, groups that I'm part of too that have been invited to join. But, time to conclude. I feel like I'm not saying something, but it was not said. It will be said tomorrow morning. God willing. So again, thank you for tuning in to the Shocking Air Report. Again, much love to you, Terry, my family, my loved ones. I dedicate this show to the memory of my mom and many other loved ones. They are alive in our hearts. Thank you, and God bless. You've been listening to the Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am the AKA Beatles.